genuine.
Right. And if you say sugar is sold not by the prepared package, but you...
By the pound, right, in bulk.
Okay. And what do you call a delicacy that's made from fruit and sugar and used with butter and bread? Maybe made from apples or plums?
Jam and
or
jelly.
Okay. And on generally on the table there are always two spices.
Pepper and well, not salt, isn't it?
Spices. Uh-huh. Two things on the table.
Yeah.
All right. And if there are some apples on the table and you want one, you would say,
"May I have an apple?" Or will you pass the apple?
Or simply,
"Give me an apple." Sure.
And if you're just telling someone about some people and you say, not these boys here, but...
The others are those over there.
All right. And if you want to tell someone about something and that is not near here but quite far away, you might say...
Way over there.
All right. And if you're telling someone to do something in a certain way, maybe you're telling the maid or something, you say, Do it
this way.
And if someone... says something and you don't understand or you didn't hear them, how would you say?
I just say, what did you say?
All right. And a man, if you want to say a man without money has a hard life, how might you say that? A man that's, use the word, the opposite of rich.
That is poor.
All right. Mm-hmm. And how would you tell someone, the person who owns the large area of fruit trees, you would say, oh, he's the man
who owns the orchard.
And if you're talking about someone his father has a great deal of money, you might say, oh, he's the boy
of the rich man.
All right. He's the boy, would you use a form of who or who?
Who. Mm-hmm.
He's the boy who?
Whose father has lots of money.
And what do you call that little hard thing inside a piece of fruit, inside a cherry, for example?
The seed.
And do you use a different word for a peach?
Kernel.
The kernel.
Well, it's really the seed, and then the kernel is in the seed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know
mm-hmm.
that distinction.
Yeah.
And the different types of peach is one that the meat stays tight to the seed.
That's a clingstone and a clear seed peach.
Very good. And the middle part of an apple is the...
core.
And do you have a word for dried pieces of apple?
Just dried apples.
You ever heard the word snit?
No.
Never.
Never.
And what about this nut that grows underground? And
peanuts.
And another kind of nut that has a shell and then a hard outer cover.
Well, it could be a walnut or a chestnut.
And a couple of other kinds of nuts.
Maybe so, uh-huh. Chinkapin, I guess.
What's a chinkapin?
Well, they grow wild in the country. I've never seen really a chinkapin tree, but it is native to
and
the
is
south.
It, is it an edible?
It's,
really?
Yeah.
I've heard it, but I thought it was an Indian name.
No, I don't know where in the world it came from, and don't ask me to spell it, because it doesn't spell like it sounds.
All right. Another typical nut from Georgia is...
Pecans.
And another one that's used in cooking, blanched.